On the phone with me is Emily Frankowski, who is the Community Arts Director for Connect to Culture in Joplin, and she's here once again to do her spotlight on Joplin, talk about arts, culture, and entertainment in the Joplin area in the month of July, which, of course, is coming right up. So where do you want to start with?
Yeah, I can't believe it's already July.
Yeah.
This is actually, most of the concerts and performances that are happening in July are kind of towards the end of the month.
Right.
So this is going to be July 24th through July 28th. The Joplin Little Theater is going to present Lost in Yonkers from 7:30 to 8:30 p.m. And also they have a matinee on Sundays at 2:30 p.m. But this is a famous comedy by Neil Simon, and there's two brothers, Artie and Jay, are forced to move in with their strict German grandmother, their childlike aunt, and their gangster uncle. They can't help but feel a little lost. So this is a play that's filled with laughter and tears and insight, and this is a Simon Pulitzer Prize-winning play, and it explores the themes of family, independence, courage, and just that complex relationship that you have with people you love. So it's going to be a lot of laughs, and it's always fun to see community theater. There's just this feeling that you get because all these people are just so passionate about theater. And so just come on and be a part of the theater family over at Joplin Little Theater. Tickets are $18 for adults, $15 for seniors and students, and $8 for children. To get those tickets, you can always go on to joplinlittletheater.org, or you can call their box office at 417-623-3638. But I do encourage getting tickets early because you never want to get there and it's sold out.
Right. And, of course, they're only doing four shows, four performances altogether during that weekend.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So you better get your tickets now.
Right.
And then after that, coming up, we've got a really, this is kind of the wind down of an awesome thing that they started in Joplin this summer, and it's called Wilder's 2019 Summer Concert Series. And they've been doing this. They did one in, when did they start? It was May, June, July, and I guess there is actually going to be one more of these concert series events in August. But for July, it's July 27th at 6 to 11 p.m. at Wilder's Event Center right down on Main Street in historic downtown Joplin. This night is all about soulful jazz and blues, and so this is something you don't want to miss. There's a variety of different performers that will be there. They're going to have the Bel Airs that have actually performed in Joplin a bunch of times but haven't been back in a while, so they're kind of overdue. They'll be kicking off the night with some rock and blues. Then they'll be followed by some traditional swingin' jazz from the Annie and the Fur Trappers, and they're coming all the way from St. Louis to perform. And then they're going to also have Brick Fields, who is going to have kind of a deep southern sound from Arkansas, and he's going to have some folk gospel blues, and he's just a very great, he's a really talented vocalist. And then also Justin Cobble, I think he'll be on the indoor stage because there's an indoor and outdoor stage. And they also have food trucks, beverages. It is a 21-plus event, so keep that in mind. But it's $15 for admission, and it's just a really fun venue right downtown, so you could even go out to eat before and come over to enjoy the music.
Now, that's on July the 27th at Wilder's Event Center, and then the next night there's something else going on.
Yeah, I know. That kind of weekend is our performing arts weekend.
Yes.
So on July 28th at the Coda Concert House, which we talk about all the time, it's the really cool venue. This guy turned his house into a concert venue. It's very intimate. You get to be up close with the band. This is going to be One Man Band Stravaganza featuring Jake Willis, Ben Miller, and Chucky Wags. And that's 5:30 p.m. The doors open at 5. And they've done this before somewhat. They had a Coda's Songwriters in the Round series with Ben Miller, but they've kind of re-envisioned it. And all of these artists that will be performing are musicians in their own right, and they are kind of one-man bands, and they can play a variety of all these incredible instruments. One guy plays a bunch of instruments while he's also like keeping drumming with his feet. So they're not just limited to their hands when they're playing instruments in this case. But they'll all kind of play together and separately. They'll kind of exchange songs and share inspiration between behind their music. And there's a suggested donation of $20. All information or all of that proceeds goes to the artist performing. So in order to take part in one of the Coda Concert House's performances, you just email info@codaconcerthouse.com, and you'll make a reservation with Jeff Morrow, and he'll get back to you and tell you all about parking and directions and all that.
Well, all right. Those are the performances taking place at the end of July in Joplin.
Yeah.
So what are we going on to next?
Yeah, let's backtrack to July 1st, and I think there's a really cool exhibit coming up, actually over at the Missouri Southern State University Gallery, which is called the Spiva Art Gallery on their campus, and this is going to be running from July 1st through August 2nd, so it's really just a one-month chance. It's called Sample Forms and Compensation by Benjamin, I think Sturgeon is his last name, and he's an assistant professor and ceramics area head at Eastern Kentucky University in Richmond, Kentucky, and he's coming all the way here to show his work at their gallery. He's exhibited across the United States, but this exhibit, Sample Forms of Compensation, it melds several ongoing interpretations, resulting in a series of object-based sculptures for his exhibition. And so he uses a lot of familiar objects that you've seen around, you know, all the time, but he, you know, makes a sculpture out of them and kind of makes you think about it. But through abstraction and simplification, the work interprets how actual work completed by people defines our social placement within historic and contemporary society. So that's a lot to think about. So I think you need to come to the exhibit, kind of see what he has put together, and it's definitely guaranteed to make you think. So this is free and open to the public, and it's located on the Missouri Southern State University campus.
Right. What else is coming up?
Yeah, what else is going on? We have a big event going on July 13th over at the George Washington Carver National Monument. It is their annual event, Carver Day. This is 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. It's a wonderful day trip. If you haven't been out to the National Monument, this is the time to go. This is their annual event celebrating the life of George Washington Carver and the establishment of the monument in his honor. So there will be live music from King Clarence Brewer, Arlesia El Camille, Sensational Wonders, Encourage, and local choirs, and there'll be several speakers as well as exhibitors and guided tours and educational programs, anything, food, you know, anything that you can think of that's fun, it will be here. So I would definitely put July 13th, Carver Day, on your calendar.
That is 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Carver Monument in Diamond, Missouri.
Mm-hmm. And then another exhibit that's pretty, it's a very powerful exhibit going on. It's July 1st through 31st, and it's Freedom Endeavor by Steve Snyder at the Urban Art Gallery in downtown Joplin. And this exhibit, Freedom Endeavor, recognizes the contributions of everyday citizens who've served in the U.S. military. And he, through artistic photography, audio, and text media, his exhibit will honor people responsible for securing our freedoms and liberties. So it will show several short interviews and photographs with veterans holding pictures of themselves during their time in the service. And I just think that this is a really beautiful exhibit and helps us, you know, honor those men and women that fight for our liberty. So that's coming up at Urban Art Gallery. And I think that Steve Snyder has actually even been selected as the Missouri Arts Council's featured artist. And so that's a pretty big honor.
And again, that runs all the way through the month of July. There's an opening reception, not really an opening, but a reception for the artist on July the 18th from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. Again, an Urban Art Gallery on South Main in Joplin.
Yeah. And I think that reception is even in tandem with First Thursday Art Walk, which is where a variety of pop-up galleries happen throughout downtown Joplin. So it's a great day to come. Also, two exhibits that have been ongoing, but if you haven't had a chance, this will be your last month to do so. Spiva Center for the Arts has their wonderful main gallery and the regional gallery exhibits open. One of them is Daryl Dishman, the artist's mentor, where he's mentored a variety of artists, and it's just a really powerful exhibit about him, as well as a family affair, a multi-generational exhibit. And this is spanning three generations. Four members of the Perry family have their own unique styles, and you can see all the artwork from their family, which is really fun. It's another thing that's happening at SPIVA throughout, I think, June and July. If you've ever wanted to, you know, test the waters of improv comedy, Siblings Improv, which is located in Joplin, is an improv group, and they're going to have just really easy breezy and just not too serious classes on improv. And it's going to happen, I think, every Tuesday night in June and July. And you can come, and you just can come whenever you want, and, well, within the time period, which starts at 7 p.m., but it's just a drop-in class, and there's just no pressure. You get to learn kind of the basics of improv, play improv with other people that are there, and just a really fun, easy-breezy night, something to do.
Those start at 7 p.m., I guess, right?
Yep, 7 p.m. every Tuesday through July. And then they're also having a Bob Ross paint-along class. This is for ages 15+, and this will be on July 13th from 1 to 3 p.m. at SPIVA Center for the Arts. I think this is just sounds like so much fun because we all know Bob Ross with his, you know, happy trees and clouds. So just come and relax and create happy little trees as you follow along with the permed painter, Bob Ross. And they're going to provide all the supplies and easels. The cost is $30, so that might be a fun thing to do.
Are we missing anything that you might want to highlight?
Yeah, let's see. Oh, one more, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, this is our event coming up, and this is kind of a mainstay in the Joplin arts and cultural community. This is the fourth annual version of it. It's going to be July 30th, and it's the fourth annual Joplin Arts and Cultural Preview from 6 to 7:30 p.m. at Joplin Public Library in their West Community Room. And we've had this for, you know, this is going to be our fourth year, and it gives arts and cultural organizations the chance to just tell their story and share what they have planned for the year ahead, so 2019-2020. And each of these organizations will have up to 2 minutes to update the community on what their organization does and what they have planned. So you will hear from all of the organizations what they've got coming up, the first to hear all of their new seasons and the new events happening. We invite everyone, the community, media representatives, so they can learn about what's going on. And we hope that everyone listens to each other, thinks about ways they can collaborate, and just help spread the word on how much arts, culture, and entertainment is in Joplin.
All right. That is our spotlight on Joplin for the month of July, and that's Emily Frankowski from Connect to Culture. She's their community arts director, and she's here on the last Friday of each month to talk about the following month in Joplin. Emily, thanks for taking the time. We appreciate it.
Of course. Thanks for having me.